Describe a difficult task that you completed at work/study that you felt proud of. 1. Why is it important to tackle difficult tasks in studying or working? Difficult tasks teach us so much about ourselves. It doesn't matter if someone is working or studying. The difficult things people do challenge them to learn something new, to overcome fears, to develop new skills, to find confidence and courage in themselves, and so on. Therefore, if someone comes up against something challenging, they can choose to avoid it, or they can choose to try to achieve it. The person who tries to overcome the challenge is the one that will grow the most. 2. In your opinion, which career brings the most sense of pride? I think this award goes to any career that involves helping or serving people. This could be someone who works as a healthcare professional, helping people with their physical or emotional stress and concerns. I think it would feel amazing to help someone improve their health in some way. However, someone who creates something would also experience a lot of pride. This could be an inventor, a scientist, an artist, a musician, or a builder. Starting a project and then seeing it to fruition would be such a thing to be proud of. Imagine writing a song and going through the process until it ends up on the internet and people are listening to it. That would be a special moment of pride for that person. 3. What challenges do young people face today? Young people face so many challenges, but I think the biggest one is about their career, their studies. For example, in China, the Gaokao is said to be the most difficult university entrance exam in the world. This exam is so high pressure because the number of people living in China makes the opportunities less for all. So the challenge for young people is to do well on this test, and this is what they are studying for. There are, of course, other challenges, and these may include personal challenges, like not feeling good enough or worthy of someone's friendship, for example. Maybe they have financial challenges if their parents don't have enough money and they are unable to purchase the latest technology. There are many, many challenges young people face, but the most significant is definitely their studies. 4. Do you think taking on challenging tasks often leads to significant stress? It absolutely can. Challenging tasks are exactly that, challenging. They aren't meant to be easy, although there is always a solution. So it really depends on the person. If the person allows themselves to feel stressed, then they will feel stress. It really is a choice that a person makes, but many people don't realize this. They think that challenges automatically mean stress. Actually, it does depend on our perspective. Challenges can be very engaging and exciting and full of learning. So it's up to you to decide how you want to see them. 5. What are the things that make people feel proud? People feel proud of the things they accomplish in life. For instance, this could be an achievement in education, like getting the top score on their university entrance exam and getting into a top university. This person would feel extremely proud of their hard work and dedication to their dream. Other accomplishments could include getting your dream job, getting a promotion, or even retiring, because retirement means you've had great success in your career financially, and you can officially stop working, which is something to be proud of. Then, there are personal accomplishments like family and relationships. People would likely be proud of marriage, having a child, buying a house for the family, having enough money to be able to buy what you want when you want it. These are all accomplishments that people would make them feel proud. 6. Do people often feel proud of themselves when they complete a difficult task? Certainly. I think that most people feel a sense of pride when they successfully tackle a difficult task. For example, some students might feel happy after working hard to pass a tough exam. People in the workforce might get a real kick out of themselves when they tackle a challenging problem at the office. And others might experience a sense of accomplishment after completing a 1,000-piece puzzle through sheer determination. No matter what it is, when people feel like they've pushed through some tough times, it gives them a real sense of accomplishment. They tend to share this accomplishment with friends and family, and I'm pretty sure it boosts their confidence for whatever's coming next, providing them with the courage to face new challenges that may arise. Topic 7. Question 7. What kinds of rewards do people receive from work? People receive a few different kinds of rewards from their work. The first reward I can think of is financial. People may receive a bonus for achieving something, or even a promotion if their boss thinks they are ready to move to the next level in their career or company. Rewards also come in the form of time, such as holidays or days off. If a person has worked for 7 days straight to achieve a goal, their boss may tell them to take a day off as a thank you for their hard work. Finally, physical gifts could be another reward that companies give to their staff. This could be an excursion somewhere fun together, a party at the office with food and drink provided, flowers, or a gift when it's your birthday. 8. What are the most difficult jobs that people do? There are many difficult jobs that people do. Some of them pay well, and some of them don't pay so well. One example of a difficult job is a construction worker. This can be a physically demanding job that takes place outside, no matter the weather, that requires the person to get up really early and work through the day, lifting or building things, which can be very hard on a person's body. Another difficult job is a surgeon. A surgeon, particularly a neurosurgeon. This is because they are required to be very focused when operating on someone's body or brain. They cannot be tired or make one wrong move. So I think this high pressure would make this job challenging. The final job I will mention is a teacher. A teacher has long hours, a lot of preparation, and many, many students to care for. In addition to this, they also have to mark students' work and push them to try harder. So these are 3 jobs that I think are particularly difficult. 9. How do young people handle difficult or challenging tasks? Young people do their very best to handle difficult tasks. Some young people are better at this than others. However, some ways that they may handle these tasks include activities like yoga, meditation, and breathing exercises, which really help to calm the nervous system. Others may like to move their body to shake off the stress, such as running or playing basketball. Those who like music and dancing might take some time to go out to a karaoke bar and sing and dance all the stress away. Finally, some young people may just prefer to talk to others or write their problems down in a journal. There are many ways to handle challenging tasks, and each person has to figure out what works best for them. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。